spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. I want to read this because it is so damning to the city of Phoenix. It is so crushing to the city of Phoenix when it comes to the homelessness problem and the zone. A judge in Maricopa County said this yesterday. Phoenix created, okay, yep, and maintained a public nuisance.
Felt like they nurtured it.
I mean, so there was business owners that sued the city of Phoenix. One of our buddies, Joe Falacci, who owns the sandwich shop down there, was one of them. I mean, people defecating, you know, right on his property.
Dead bodies.
Yeah.
Remember, what was telling us the one time that his wife called because there was somebody laying in the middle of the street,
yeah,
talking to 911, and they said, well, go check and see if that person's alive.
There was someone that was could have been dead in the middle, yeah, of the street, and they didn't want to come down and check because they get so many phone calls a day. So the business owners won this court case against the city of Phoenix, and the judge blamed the city of Phoenix for creating the zone. What does that mean? It means that there are people in Phoenix that actually wanted the zone and created it and possibly moved people there, left them there, made it grow, and then they maintained the horrible situation. That's on Phoenix. And that is incredible. I'll read
it
again.
That's coming from the judge.
Right. Phoenix created and maintained the zone.
This is, wow, not something that, oh, you and Gatos hate homeless people. No. This is coming from the judge.
Right. So one of the business owners that was involved in the case that won is our friend Joe Falacci, Old Station Subs. He sued the city, and he won. Here's what he told us.
Well, it's nice to see the little guys win once in a while.
Amen.
It's what you guys were talking about, exactly. The crime, the defecation, the urination, the drugs, the prostitution, the muscle, you know, the vulnerable being abused. It's sad. You know, it's sad. But, you know, guys, it's been 4 years. November 4th, it's been 4 years that we've been going through this.
Wow.
You know, Joe, they started to, quote unquote, kind of clean it up block by block. I went down there a couple times. It feels like they're just shifting it from one area to another. Do you think that they will get this done, or is this just more lip service and they'll file more appeals?
Guys, I have no idea. They have cleaned it up a little bit. There's some streets that are a lot better. My street is better, but there's still a tremendous amount of people down here. They're still walking around. They're still talking to themselves. They're still fighting with themselves. They're still, going to the quarters, peeing and pooping.
Yeah. Joe Falacci's our guest, Old Station Subs. He's one of the folks that owns a business down near the zone. Sued the city of Phoenix and won. And now the city has been ordered to clean up that encampment quicker than ever. So this all started 4 years ago for you. How do you feel, right, about finally winning? You said the little guy won. How does it feel today?
Well, after, you know, talking to you guys, it makes me feel a little bit better, you know, just talking to somebody and saying, hey, Joe, you won. But, you know, guys, it's still hard. There's still a long road to go, you know. I don't know. It's been so depressing and so just such a mental stress on all our neighbors, you know. It's been hard. It's been hard to have a good attitude. It's been hard to come to work. And I think I've told you this, guys. You know, it's sad for the homeless people. It's sad that the city made us go through this for 4 years because we went to so many meetings and we tried to get help. And this just never happened. You know? And it costs hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and the city lost.
You know,
who pays for that? All of us.
I mean, that's true. You know, you talk about the city losing. The reality is the city set this thing up by all accounts to just, hey, we're just going to put this here and we're just going to ignore it. It was them that did this.
That's what the judge said.
And that's what the judge said. And it is, you know, I don't think anybody should be surprised. And I'm wondering, you know, is the city really going to come forward and take a hold of this? Because I've been down there. The days I were down there with Pablo, our producer, Joe, they were still dropping people off.
Were they really?
Yeah. And it's sad.
Yeah. I was talking to his little girl that works for the Republic. She does some write-up for the homeless, you know what I mean, I guess. I was telling her, you know, it's a scam. The shelter let these people sleep on their property, and all of a sudden, boom, 2-3 months later, bombarded with people, you know, and they did that to get sympathy for, you know, for the homeless, and they get donations, and, you know, not in my neighborhood. So all these people are coming down and saying, yeah, let it happen over here. You know me, I don't want it in Paradise Valley. I don't want it in North Phoenix. I don't want it in Scottsdale. But what happened was they let it go for so long, it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
And now people are fighting back. That's the difference.
Joe Falacci owns the old station Subs in downtown Phoenix near the Zone. So, Joe, how long have you been running that sub place?
Probably older than you've been alive.
Okay. All right.
He's really old now, Joe.
No. Joe, what year did it start? Did you start noticing, this is a problem?
In November, 4 years ago, I all of a sudden saw all these tents starting to go up.
Right.
And I'm going, wow, it's not Thanksgiving yet, Christmas, because for a couple of years they started to do this thing at Thanksgiving and Christmas. The tents would go up there. And I guess the transients knew this or something. I don't know. It was weird. Okay. And all of a sudden you got all these churches coming down and all these people giving them gifts, money, you know what I mean? So they're having a great time during the holidays. And boom, after the holidays, cops would come down and clean it up. So it was kind of like, again, a scam. Oh, you can't do anything bad for these people. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. You know what I mean? They're on the streets. So, guys, I don't know. I'm very jaded. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. You know what? You have every right to be. It leads me into my next question, because if you've said it's been 4 years that it's been this bad, how much money do you think you've lost? And why don't you sue the city of Phoenix for reimbursement?
Well, I'm 70. I want to retire. I don't want to lose the case. But, you know, again, I don't know how to sue them. I don't know, because, you know, there has been so much weird things happening to our country for the last 4 or 5 years. You know, there was a building across the street that they tore down. You know, they were supposed to build there, but again, then the pandemic hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I really don't know how much money I've lost. I know I have lost money, but how much, I couldn't put a number on it. You know, there's just been a lot of weird things happening in this area for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, pandemic, then, you know, the street people. So I don't know. And a lot of things, in some ways, it was good for me for a while because I got so much press. You know, they put me in the New York Times, Sunday New York Times, front page.
Yeah, they did.
Hey, Joe, how much did that play into a lot of what I think started to happen, because that's how everybody really kind of got to know you. That New York Times article set things in motion.
It did. I mean, a lot of people came up to me, even a lot of the neighbors came in and said, Joe, that was amazing. New York Times. Wow, wow, wow. And I'm going, yeah, it is amazing. But again, you know, 15 minutes of fame. You know, you guys are the only guys that really have talked to me in several months, you know.
Hey, Joe, we're coming down for some sandwiches soon to see you and your lovely wife again.
Okay, but you can't hug my wife this time.
Hey, your wife hugged me. What can I say?
Oh, you're right. I forgot.
I'm a beefcake, man. I mean, what can I tell you?
He's having a midlife crisis, Joe.
I am. Hey, Joe, we love you. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, buddy.
I think he said it right at the beginning. It's about time the little guy won.
Yeah,
he's gone through so much garbage for 4 years. Think of the stress on him and his family. Think of the stress of going to work,
his workers,
what you're going to find.
Yeah, every day is an adventure,
right.
And it's not good. It's not like, hey, I found a diamond today. No, it's like, hey, there's a dead guy laying in my yard. Or, hey, somebody's pooped in the corner.
Yeah.
Or we've been broken into.
Yeah. You know, he had to put up extra stuff so people wouldn't break in. I'm glad the city of Phoenix should lose. I'm glad they lost, because I'll read it again. I can't say it enough. What the judge said yesterday, Phoenix created and maintained a public nuisance. They created the zone. The zone just didn't happen on its own. It was created by the city of Phoenix. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And now they're going to clean it up by November 4th.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, We got a massive surge at the border.
Ugh.
What is going on? And why has the president offered 500,000 Venezuelan migrants who are here already legal status in some way?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next. Gatos and Chad Show.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right. President of the United States is going to come to Phoenix, Arizona Thursday. He's going to talk about John McCain.
Yeah.
I think it's a little odd. It's a little late. You know, I mean, he's going to, you know, I don't know. He's going to talk. What else is he going to do?
He's going to come here and talk about saving democracy or.
Okay.
Or I don't know. I'm sure he's not talking about the border. I can almost guarantee that.
No, he's going to pay tribute to John McCain. And that's not a bad thing, but. Where you been for years?
Just kind of odd, right?
It's a little out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, because he wants to talk democracy, and right. With John McCain, he feels it's a good thing. Well, if I'm talking democracy, he was democracy kind of thing. I just...
Okay.
Yeah, but you're coming here, and the biggest issue people have here when it comes to the federal side of stuff is immigration.
Yeah. So, let's tell you about the surge. 10,000 migrants at the border yesterday. Tucson sector had 13,000 apprehensions last week alone. Across the entire Southwest, 20,000 migrants came over just last weekend.
Good God.
Just last weekend. So let's get to the story that I think a lot of folks are talking about. And that is what President Biden decided. So we have... hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan migrants that are here in the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the Biden administration offered nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants that are already in the U.S. They came over one way or another. He offered them the ability to live and work here legally. All right. So what does live here legally mean? Because he's not making them a citizen.
No, like you'll be a temporary resident.
All right. Now,
you can't vote. You can't do anything. You could work. You can get a ID. You can do the things, pay taxes if you work, but you're not going to be able to vote or do anything like that.
Right, right. So they'll also be able to work legally here in the United States. And as you said, if that's the case, then they'll be paying taxes. Listen. I don't know what else you do if you're Joe Biden. He's a wreck on the border, but I know this decision, there's no good decision that he can make on immigration because he's let it go over border or whatever it is because it's gone so badly. He's ignored it so badly. You have 500,000 Venezuelans in the United States that are here because of asylum. So they have a legal right to be here, whether you like it or not. Now, are we just going to let them sit at home and wait for their asylum case to come around in 10 years? Or are we going to allow them to legally work in this country? I'm glad that he made this decision to allow them to legally work in this country. You know, maybe some of these folks really did, you know, have you know, some sort of, you know, disaster in Venezuela that they had to escape. I don't know. But at least they'll be able to live. At least they'll be able to earn money. At least they'll be able to possibly get a roof over their heads. At least they'll be able to clothe themselves. And we don't have to pay for all that. But it goes to the other part of it that you said. Why are you here?
Yeah. Well, your country sucks. It's corrupt. Venezuela's right. Fallen apart for years.
Right.
Started with Hugo Chavez. Maduro's the president now. He's run that thing into the ground with his socialist insane ideas. And then you just now signaled to everybody else in these countries, come now because you're not going to be punished. You're going to be rewarded.
Right.
And so why I understand what you're saying, the reality is, the pressure that you could put on American workers, especially in the lower end of the wage scale, now that people know that there's 500,000 workers here who need a job, they're not going to whine, they're not going to moan, they're going to show up to work, you can get them for cheaper labor, you're paying this guy 20, well, 15's minimum wage, I'll pay him 15.
There's so many open jobs in America. People need workers. Doesn't even matter what industry. You're in the restaurant industry. You're in the air conditioning industry. You're plumbing. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
Construction. We need workers. We need workers. But here's why we did this the wrong way. This is what we should have done. Don't allow the 500,000 Venezuelans to come here, right? Don't allow that. Keep them out of the U.S. If we have all these jobs that we need to fill, ask them to come on a work permit.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
You've rewarded people, right. And you look at people who try to come here legally. It's a lottery in other countries, and they wait decades to get it. You're fooling yourself. Come over, walk across the border, claim asylum, set your life up, show up or don't show up. They're not going to chase you down. I think we know that.
No.
It's a joke.
The asylum cases will take 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is, what are you supposed to do with these folks then? Are you supposed to, should we just let them work illegally here?
We should never have allowed them in.
Correct.
And they should have had to wait for their asylum hearing.
You're right.
Wherever they are.
You're right.
But there is zero.
But they're here.
Yeah, because they don't believe anything our government says.
I get it, but they're here, so what do you do with them? Do you let them just sit, or do we put them to work? And that's what Biden's doing, is putting them to work.
Or do you make it so uncomfortable that they decide, I would rather be in my country with a chance than here? Those are your choices, yeah. But we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to reward people for paying zero attention to the law. Sucks. Hey, enter to win. $100 gift card. Spoil your furry family members. This is Gato's favorite thing. He can't. I got to tell him, stop all taking right. pictures. It's KTR's Paw Pet Picks. Send us a photo, and your pet could win a KTR Paw Pet Contest. Submit your photo to KTR.com/contest. A different pet photo will be randomly drawn at the end of each month, and it's going to be named the KTR's Paw Pick Pet of the Month. A big smile.
Coming up next, it's the worst name a parent has ever given a child. You're not going to believe it next.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
It's a big decision in a parent's life. You have a baby. What will you name that child? And there is, I think it's an Australian journalist.
Yes.
Okay. So they had a son. They decided, let's name our son Methamphetamine Rules.
Boom!
What are they doing?
She did it as a joke, not thinking it really happened, and then they mailed her the birth certificate.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How about random rankings? Top 5 worst child names.
Gatos and Chad's random rankings. Random rankings.
Number 5.
All right. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Adolf. Remember Happy Birthday, Adolf?
Yeah.
What was that? It was in Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a cake that was made up at some grocery
Hitler.
Or a grocery store. And on the cake, it's Happy Birthday, Adolf Hitler.
Crazy.
And there was a little kid named Adolf. That's unsettling.
I got lots here.
Oh, you got more than 5. Wow.
So here we go. And some of them are coming from one family, the Geldofs.
Oh.
How about let's start with the first daughter, Fifi Trixie Belle.
That's a real name?
Fifi Trixie Belle from the Geldof family is number 5 for me.
Okay. Let's see.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Colin.
Colin?
Colin.
Colin Powell.
Oh. I didn't think about that. I was thinking about a story that was overseas about how this woman, I think she was a single mom, and for one reason or another, she named the baby Colin.
That is not a good name.
Isn't it? It is Colin Powell.
It's Colin Powell.
How do you spell that?
C-O-L-O-N?
So it's about your colon. I don't think
C-O-L-I-N?
It's
C-O-L-I-N?
Wise man, how do you spell
Colin? Wouldn't that be
Colin Powell? Yeah.
I don't know. Colin. Man, that's unfortunate.
How do you make a good impression when your first name is Colin?
I don't know.
You know, maybe it's a good icebreaker.
I-N, so C-O-L-I-N.
Oh,
right.
That's Colin Powell. It's an I-N. This is an O-N. All
yeah,
right.
So number 4 for me, the worst name of any rock star could give your kids, and I've got more coming, but this is Apple.
Ooh.
Just because they're so insufferable. That's what Chris Martin and what's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. They named their child Apple.
Yeah.
Right before they consciously uncoupled.
Number 3.
Right. 3.
We got random rankings. Top 5 worst child names. We're doing this because an Australian journalist named her kid Methamphetamine Rules.
Yes.
3. I'm going to go with Northwest. Kim, it's weird.
Yeah.
Northwest. I don't know. I mean, you got no chance in life when your parents are Kanye and Kim.
Yeah.
You're going to turn into some kind of a nut. That's my number 3.
Back to the Geldof family.
Oh.
Pixie. Name one of their child Pixie. Pixie indeed. Pixie Geldof.
All right. That's number 3.
Number two.
My number 2 is Klingon. About almost 25 years ago on KTAR, I was taking phone calls on a show. And it was about this specific topic, about how parents name their children something weird. and I took a phone call from a 20-something whose parents named him Klingon for obvious reasons. They were Trekkies. And I said, listen, I don't really believe you. And back 25 years ago, he faxed me his driver's license.
Oh, my God.
His name is Klingon, man.
That is an awful name.
That's my number two.
Number two for me. Big soccer fan here. Kevin George, Graham, John Lee, Nigel, Michael, Stefan, Tony, David, Paul, Allen, Brian, Martin, Perry, Smither. Yes, this guy named his kid after an Arsenal soccer team that he loved. All of their players. Number one.
This one's an easy one for me. I did a story about five or six years ago on parents named their kid Anis. I'll spell it. Do I need to? I don't think I need to.
I think we know what it is.
That's the name. And it's spelled that way, too.
Fantastic.
They just pronounced it Anis. A-N. Well, you get it.
Yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
Number one for me comes from the Geldofs again, although it comes in a very bizarre way. Hmm. Because his wife had an affair. She left him. That guy died. She died. Then Bob Geldof adopted Heavenly Herania Tiger Lily.
All right, that's it. Random ranking. We got the top five worst child names. Journalists in Australia named their kid methamphetamine rules. Ugh. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow for a Friday show at 2 p.m. Becky Lynn is up next. Arizona's Evening News. We're fun.
Deal with it. Are you like me now?